Hi, good morning, good Baruch Hu. I hope everyone is well. So continuing here at the end of the Derech HaChamishi. Shenema mikol chatosecha lifnei Hashem tetaru. Al kein hizivano akosuv sheni tahir lifnei Hashem b'tshuvasenu, v'hu yichaper aleinu v'yom hazeh l'tahir osanu. Rabbeinu Yona is famously of the opinion that there is a special mitzvah, a special chiyuv of tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. He says it here. And then he revisits this. He has occasion to revisit this in Hashar HaRevi. If you take a look, I will say. Os Yud Zayin. If you take a look in Hashar HaRevi, Os Yud Zayin. Va'al zeh she'amu Rabbeinu Zechonon Levracha ke'al kol krisos v'misos bezdin tshuva v'yom ha'kippurim tolim v'yisur memarkim. Meaning that for avonos chamurim, Yom HaKippurim, even tshuva and Yom HaKippurim need to be supplemented. So yesh she'ela, how can it be that there's anything which isn't fully resolved and fully erased by Yom HaKippurim? V'halo kosev mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem tetaru. You will be purified from all your sins. V'hatshuva bazeh, says Rabbeinu Yona, kimah shenema lifnei Hashem tetaru, mitzvas esei al hatshuva. The translation of lifnei Hashem tetaru is not you will be purified, but you should purify yourselves. Not that you will be purified. It's not describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activity, Kavi Yochel, as it were in Yom Kippur, but describing our obligation. Kimash Shinema Lefnei Hashem Tetov Mitzvah Sasi Al HaTshuva Shenachabiz Drachenu V'nachkora V'nashuva El Hashem B'Yom Kippur V'af Al-Pi Shenischayavnu Al Zeh B'Chol Eis. So before we go to that sentence, so that's the same thing Rabbeinu Yona said here also, right? Shenama mikochat osechen lifnei Hashem tetaru. Now here Rabbeinu Yona elaborates a little bit more, given that at the beginning of Shaar Rishon, Rabbeinu Yona introduces us to the chiyuv to do tshuva, which is operative all year long also. So what is it that's unique to Yom HaKippurim? So what's the answer to the question? Is it just sort of kefel, not kefel halavin, but in this case it would be kefel or essen? Is it just that It's a double essay on Yom HaKippurim, whereas it's a single essay all year long, but ein lachanami, in terms of the domain, as it were, of the essay, it's the same. So the Emes says that there seem to be two differences. I think one difference, I think that the Rav underscores, and the other one, Rav Hutner underscores. First of all, if you come back to our passage in Shaar HaSheni, so Rabbeinu Yona writes, "Mitzvus asim in haTorah lohoyir adam es rucho." A person should he should arouse himself, right? Loshen hisorus lohoyir adam es rucho lachzor b'tshuva b'yom haKippurim. Yitachay, that what that indicates is that whereas all year long the mechayev of tshuva is yediyas hachet, When a person is aware of chait, that's the machayev of tshuva. On Yom Kippurim, there's a chiyuv to look for chait. There's a chiyuv to take the initiative to engage in cheshbon hanefesh and to identify and uncover chait, which until this point we may have been unaware of. And that distinguishes the chiyuv tshuva of Yom Kippur and from the chiyuv tshuva of all year long. Yitachin that that's included, or that's the thrust of what Rabbeinu Yonah says here when he says mitzvah sasim natal l'ha adam asrucha lachzor b'tshuva. Secondly, and this second mashmaus l'chora is both in both places. The way the Torah refers to tshuva and Yom Kippurim is as tahara. Now tahara is a higher form of tshuva. It goes beyond what the basic threshold of tshuva is. The basic threshold of tshuva is to do tshuva, to do what's necessary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto ha-godol is mechaper. But tahara is a higher, that there's, and let's say in English, there's repentance, but not every repentance necessarily leads to purity. To attain tahara through the tshuva process implies a deeper and more fundamental tshuva. And that's what the what also distinguishes the mitzvah's tshuva of Yom Kippurim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says here in Hadarach HaChamishi, Al Kein Hiziranu HaKosov, Shenitoher Lifnei Hashem B'tshuva Seinu. And who you chaper alein b'yom hazeh, not only to grant kapara, but the tahir osana. And then again, in the Shar HaRevi, in Os Yud Zayin, hachiv nosav b'yom ha-kippurim, v'hatara asher b'yadeinu, hi ha-tshuva v'tikan ha-maisim. Again, the emphasis being on that on Yom HaKippurim, we set the bar higher, and the bar is not just tshuva, but a tshuva that yields tahara. You know, there is a very, very beautiful and almost impossible to exaggerate the importance of comment from the Maharal, which is very relevant to our limud of Shtari Tshuva and in countless other situations and contexts as well. Amar b'chnei ben akashi, rotsa kadosh baruch hu l'zakos es Yisrael l'ficha chayv alem tov mitzvos. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow merit upon us. And that's why he gave us so many mitzvahs. That's why the Torah is great and vast. So at first glance it's counterintuitive. Right? If there would be fewer elements involved in the task we're given, so wouldn't it be easier to accomplish and easier to fulfill? Right? Imagine that the professor walking into class tomorrow and said, you know, I've been thinking, you know, I really haven't been good to you, and therefore I want to mend my ways, and I'm assigning you 500 pages to read over the course of the next 2 days that weren't originally on the syllabus. I don't know. I think we would, I'm not sure, maybe we would look for him to express his goodness in some other fashion. But what does it mean? So the Maharal says something extraordinary. The Maharal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us for success. So that means that whatever challenge or task HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and again, in especially in the form of Torah mitzvahs, it means that corresponding to that, we have the kochas hanefesh to accomplish it. If there's a mitzvah's lulav in the Torah, it means that we have the kochas hanefesh to fulfill that mitzvah's lulav in a very meaningful way, to have it impact upon us the way it's supposed to, for it to accomplish and reverberate the way it's supposed to. So that means that for every mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the neshama that he designed for us became greater and richer. Because for every mitzvah, for every task, for every challenge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the requisite and corresponding kochos hanefesh. So Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should have a great neshama. L'ficha chibal hem tovim mitzvahs. For every, again, the more vast Torah is, the more challenging mitzvahs are, so then that translated into the greater the neshama that we have to be able to be positioned, to be able to fulfill those mitzvahs and to meet those challenges. It's such a fundamental hashkafa. Again, it's something that should accompany us in our limud of Shari Tshuva, but in so many other contexts as well. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. We'll resume with the Pesachim at 12 o'clock. Have a good, productive morning, everyone should be well, be safe.